Estella took me down to the yard, left me waiting, and returned with some bread and meat, which she handed to me without looking at me, and left me. I wandered round the corner of the yard and into a neglected garden, like a wilderness. Then, never doubting that the house was empty, I stared in at a window and found myself, to my great surprise, looking into the face of a boy with light hair. This pale young gentleman quickly disappeared and came out of a door close by.
"Who let you in?" he asked.
"Miss Estella."
"Who gave you leave to wander about?"
"Miss Estella."
"Come and fight," said the pale young gentleman.
I was so astonished that I followed him to a quiet corner of the garden. There he pulled off not only his jacket, but his shirt too, in a most businesslike and bloodthirsty manner. I judged him to be about my own age, but he was much taller, and my heart failed me when he came dancing at me with his hands up. I have never been so surprised in my life as I was when I hit out at him and saw him lying on his back, looking up at me with the blood pouring from his nose. But he was on his feet at once and came at me again. The second greatest surprise I have ever had was seeing him on his back again, looking up at me out of a black eye. So it went on. He seemed to have no strength, and he never once hit me hard, and he was always knocked down. He got heavily bruised, for I am sorry to say that the more I hit him, the harder I hit him, but he came up again and again and again, until at last he got a bad fall with the back of his head against the wall.
"All right," he said, when he had got his breath back. "You've won."
"Are you all right? Can I help you?" I asked.
"No, thank you," he replied.
"Good afternoon, then," I said, turning away.
"Same to you," he answered, as I walked off.
When I got back to the yard, I found Estella waiting with the keys. She looked very pleased about something. Instead of going straight to the gate, she stepped back into the passage and pulled me in after her. "Come here. You may kiss me if you like."
I kissed her cheek as she turned it to me. I think I would have gone through a great deal to kiss her cheek, but I felt that the kiss was given to the stupid, common boy as a piece of money might have been, and that it was worth nothing at all.